not Rick, it's not local. Rick Emerson, live and local, only on Match 910. Talk radio for guys.
It wasn't real feces.
He asked me if it was real poop.
I can't believe it. All right, it's 503-535-9100.
I'm getting scolded, too. I get on the phone, and it's Debbie saying, I like Python. Why don't you say anything about that?
That's okay. Moving on.
Hello?
Oh, 503-535-9100. Rick, about that party. I heard about the couple upstairs. Did somebody actually F Matt Peterson?
Wah, 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 wah.
All right. Thanks. That's Kevin. Rick, about the infamous couple upstairs. Was the male half Tim the Tool Man Riley?
No, it was not.
No, it was not. Thank you. Here's another one. Rick, the upstairs couple was Tim Riley, wasn't it? That dog.
Thank you.
It's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Don and Mike at noon. Like us at 3, world famous Phil Hendry Show. At 7, we're here with Kyle Clyde Lewis. And joining us now from Corporate Accounts Payable. Thank you.
The inner workings of the female mind revealed. It's time for another edition of How Chicks Think. Max 910.
Hi there, Julie. How are you today?
I'm kind of sick.
I heard that you saw me on the street today and you didn't pick me up.
I told you a million times it was an area where I could not stop.
What are you talking about?
The light was green.
So you saw Clyde walking to work?
It was like one block away from work anyways.
And so did you at least honk?
She just honked at me. That's all she did.
No, I didn't honk.
As you drove by.
I didn't even honk at you.
So you made faces at me is what you did.
I did. I turned and looked like this.
Said, look at Clyde. Just let him walk in the rain.
So you stopped to register Clyde's presence as you drove by him on the way to work, not bothering to pick him up.
No.
Well, I know he likes to get exercise anyway. It really wasn't that far.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there's nothing Clyde likes more than exercise.
Well, he needs it anyway. He needs exercise.
Okay.
I'm exercising, but I was in the rain today.
It wasn't raining at that time.
No. Well, maybe it was sprinkling on me.
And I didn't have my makeup on, so I really couldn't pick you up.
I love the image of you just sailing by.
It's like
in
the I've never seen you without makeup.
I don't think you have.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Hi, Julie. How are you today?
Great.
All right. So were you there on Friday? That's the burning question everyone has.
Let me just say, I know there was some booing going on of me.
Well,
there was no booing.
Yes, there was.
No, there wasn't.
There was.
I didn't hear it.
When they asked if I was there.
Because I didn't know if you were there or not, because you had talked about coming. You'd even speculated about what costume you might be wearing.
Yeah, after the guy said that he was going to wait in line with the chainsaw, ready to take off your limbs.
Take
off both my arms. I had my bodyguard. And
that means he loves you.
Yes.
I didn't want to make myself known.
Doesn't want you leaving him for anybody else.
Yeah, he wants to put you in a nice box under the bed.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Isn't that normal? I think.
We did at one point mention your name on the stage, and there was some booing. Although, you should know that Dennis Glasgow got booed much more than you did.
Really?
There was
this is great.
So you're brightening up. Yeah, I said, has anybody seen Dennis Glasgow?
Was he there?
I said, no, he was not. No, how did he put it? He said that he did not feel he would be welcome with open arms by
Maybe
the Rick Emerson audience.
Dennis and I should have our own party.
Okay.
I'm going to put you in a bubble all night long so nobody can get to you.
Yeah. So, which is too bad because I know you had some fantastic costume ideas. Man, Jen Lame is great, though. She had the Nicole Brown.
Did she end up coming?
Yeah, she came as Nicole Brown Simpson.
She looked great.
She had the huge neck wound and then, like, was just carrying a little thing of OJ with her all night long. It was fantastic. And she was
dazzling.
I did not see her.
No, she was, what's the phrase?
She was heaving. Yes.
Not like vomiting.
Well, she was heaving.
About right here?
Yes. Yeah. She was, June was busting out all over.
Yes.
On the Jen Lane. I really do believe the cream of our country's engineering knowledge goes into designing brassieres for that woman. I mean, that's a whole lot of, seriously, that's some Ross Island Bridge construction that's got to go in there. Because she's got momentous,
beautiful,
dirty pillows.
Supple and,
true. It's true.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be crude.
The testosterone in this room is really up today because we're talking badly about it.
How would you like it if I talked about those
Ours don't matter.
Stringy,
you don't even think about those things.
Big cup thing in there?
You don't think about those things.
No, it's true.
Women don't think about that.
It's not a thing you like to think about. It's not a thing you like to look at.
We think about, you think about cuddling and stuff.
And
we
I'm saying it as a compliment. I'm saying that the Jensbury, what's the phrase? Statuesque and buxom? And the
voluptuous.
One does have to admire sort of the engineering might that goes into designing those.
God did a good job. Let's just put it that way.
Maybe you should interview the person who made the brassiere.
No, God did a great job.
No, I'm just, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, fine.
Whatever.
All right. Moving on.
We're all going to be in trouble after the show. I just know it.
All right, so we've got this. This is our How Chicks Think question for today. Dear Jolie, I mean, this is with a less female with a less common, no ease, but I'm a female. I'm a female college student with a boyfriend, but my human development professor, very hot. I'm not interested in him for anything sexual, but I want to ask him out to discuss his class because it's very interesting. I'm afraid he'll think I want him, but I just want to learn more. What should I do? And this is confused. If you're, was it a college student or high school student? Well, it doesn't matter.
Professors are in college.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Either way, no danger for her. The danger's all on his side.
Because
you're not, that's like a going out with one of your employees. You can't do that because then it's like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
There is danger for her because he might think that she wants it. But she's got a boyfriend.
Well, she probably does. Chicks are always, professors and teachers and priests and all that, those are all authority figures that chicks are all secretly in love
with. She's learned the power of the mind and how the power of the mind is more sexy than sometimes the body.
No,
sometimes people just like people and would like to discuss with them things and not want to have sex with them.
No, you know, if you're talking about asking your professor out on some, asking him out on some non-school time on non-school property, that's just she's just passively trying to get him into bed, but doesn't want to admit to it. That's totally what
that
is.
But she does not.
That's totally what that is.
Hester wants to earn one more A.
See,
what's going on there.
Did you just make a scarlet letter joke?
Yes, I did.
Well done.
I missed that.
Hester wants to earn another A. That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
Clyde.
It's my highbrow stature.
Seriously, that was like masterpiece Clyde.
I've had some very interesting professors, and I have wanted to, you know, I would like to be with them in a different setting besides the classroom.
But see,
to discuss things in a different, you know, not so formal manner.
No, this is more of that stuff of women who want to go out or who are attracted to a man sexually, but are just are afraid to admit it, or just they want to be passive about it. And so doing this allows women, it's like she can have it both ways. It's like she can go out with the guy, and if it leads to something, great. But if they go out and she finds him uninteresting, she can pretend that she wasn't really interested in him sexually in the first place, even though she was.
Rick.
This is like your thing of denying that coffee means sex, which it clearly does.
She can learn her human development situation.
Like if you ask it, see, guys labor under no such illusion. If you're a guy and you ask a woman out, it's like, hey, would you like to discuss this further somewhere else? Like everybody knows what that means.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's aware of what that means. You ask a girl out, and I've given you the equation before. If you ask a girl out for coffee, it means light kissing and perhaps sex.
But
light
kissing after coffee is kind of like kissing a tire tread. That's not the best place to go if you want to have some light kissing.
No, but if you ask somebody out for a drink or dinner and they say yes, as Eddie Izzard would say, then sex is on. That's totally what that means.
Oh.
And women know that that's true, but they won't admit it.
No, it is not.
It is
coffee
true.
Does not equal sex.
No,
I wish you would. I mean, we can't even ask you out now because everything equals sex.
Well,
or you're going to think all these different things in your head about that we want you.
Well, what if it was a guy?
We want to do is discuss and get better grades and learn more.
No, because
the better grades come with a price.
If that was the case, you'd do it in the classroom. If that was the case, you would confine the discussion to the classroom.
No. If it's just grades, you could twist an ankle, all right? And that'll get grades. Just twist an ankle a certain way, wear a low-cut blouse, that gets grades. But wanting to get with your professor, that's something else.
No. She doesn't want to get with him, and I think that she can do this. She doesn't want to get with him. She wants to, you know, have dinner with him
she
or something
hot.
To discuss. Yes, but she has a boyfriend.
Having dinner is not something you want to do with your professor. I'm sorry.
Okay, lunch, something on campus?
No.
No, this is what I think. I think she could do it. I think that her and a bunch of the girls and boys, you know, a group of people, she could invite him out with the group.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, and the proof that she's interested in him is that she feels compelled to ask about whether or not it's appropriate.
And she brought up the boyfriend.
Because she doesn't want to look like a hoe.
You know, you always complain about me reading in between the lines and reading things
in
the emails that aren't there.
No. But I'm just not flat out making stuff that's not in there. I'm just saying, the only reason she mentions the boyfriend, and the only reason she even feels compelled to ask about this, is because, look at it this way, if you had a boyfriend and he was going out and having dinner with a female professor, you would not be okay with it.
You wouldn't.
You'd freak. You'd totally think it was wrong.
You wouldn't.
Let's say that one more time. I'm sorry.
If you had a boyfriend and he was going out and having dinner with a female professor, you would not be okay with that.
I think it depends on how she looks, though.
You would totally...
I mean, if she's some frumpy lady like Travis Kravitz,
no,
I mean,
it doesn't because no woman would be okay with her boyfriend having dinner with another woman, period, at all.
Yeah, but no,
under any context, any circumstance.
That if they went with a group, I would be fine with it.
But this doesn't look like they're going to be. She said,
"How can I do it? What should I do?" And I said,
"But listen to the phrasing she uses. She says, "I'm not interested in him for anything sexual, but I want to ask him out to discuss his class, because it's very interesting. It's not like I want him to come bowling with me and 50 of my friends.
I want to ask him out on a personal date.
Totally. That's a one-on-one thing.
Because I want to see if he's just as hot off campus as he is on campus.
Totally.
Why wouldn't he be?
This is like that woman who emailed us a long time ago that was having the online chat relationship with the other guy, and they were both married. And she said, you know, I'm hoping he'll come through town so we can hang out. We won't do anything. We'll just talk. But that's where she wants us to go. This is clearly, wasn't it confused? It wants us to say, like, sure, go ahead. It sounds like a great idea. Because then she's got our...
But that's completely different. It's class. It's school, you know. Rick, people learn things there.
But when she says we're not going to do anything or I'm not interested in him sexually, I'm beginning to think that when a woman says that, that is a defense mechanism.
Well, if he was ugly, she wouldn't...
It doesn't matter, ugly or not.
And women say that because they don't want to look slutty.
Yeah.
Women are terrified of looking slutty, never having learned the lesson that men don't care if you're slutty or not. That it's, in fact, a bonus for a lot of men. So women will say that reflexively.
You want to sleep with them.
No, women will say that reflexively. They'll say, well, I mean, it's just dinner. There's nothing sexual about it.
Yeah.
Which is a thing they say.
So
it's like some sort
step.
Of weird image protection thing.
It's a big step sometimes.
All right, let's see. We'll get to our good friend Jen Lane here in a moment. Debbie, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, how can I help you?
I think that once you accept the fact that all men think that all roads lead to sex, then you have to approach it in a more professional manner and just make an appointment in his office to discuss class.
Totally.
That's it. If something else happens after that, then what you're doing is you're really okaying sex.
If a woman asks you out, for dinner, especially if she asks you out at night for dinner or for whatever, I'm not saying that you should expect sex, but it's perfectly reasonable to think that that's what she's looking for.
And every woman should assume that that's what men are thinking. If
exactly.
you just accept that always as
exactly.
a given, then your life is going to be so much easier.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not saying that like he should force her or anything if she doesn't, but it is a perfectly reasonable assumption.
Plus, if he does go and he knows that she just wants to discuss the whole class thing, he'll still have that uncomfortableness in the back of his mind of, gee, is she going to try and take this further? Was it really just dinner? Might see her in a different light and therefore make it uncomfortable for him in class. You're really opening a can of worms you don't want to get into.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't matter for the girl, but that's a good way, like if you're a professor, it's like being a guy at work and dating one of your one of your subordinates. That's a good way to get bounced out of a job. You don't want to do that.
Keep it professional.
That's what I'm saying. There you go. That's Debbie. And the other problem with this is that if we are to believe that this does not mean she's hitting on him, see, it's more that, like, then how is the guy supposed to know? You know, if asking a guy out for dinner, asking a guy out for a drink at night is not flirting with him, then what, you know, then what is?
Well, you know what really upsets me about this is, like, so now every time I talk to anybody, they're going to... So you think I want to have sex with you, Clyde, because I'm nice to you.
I've always thought you want to have sex with me, but that's not true.
I'm nice to him, and the guy, you know, next to me in my cubicle, he thinks I want to have sex to him because I talk to him.
Yeah, but you're not asking him, but there's a difference. You're not asking him out for on a social event that's just the two of you. And, well, look, if a woman asks you out for any sort of social meeting that is just the two of you at night... I would say there's like a 70% chance that she's looking to get you into bed. Come on. You know.
What if there's some guy that's new in town and my husband is out of town and he, you know, and I ask him to go out because I am nice, Rick, and I want to show him the town. I don't want to sleep with him.
I'm not saying that you're trying to sleep with him, and I'm saying it's a perfectly justifiable thing if he thinks you are.
And one of the things, too, that you don't think about is that when a guy goes out with a woman, maybe he doesn't think that he's going to have sex with her on the first date or go out with her and let him go. No, wait a minute. And so he sits there, and then at the end of the night, he wonders, and he's very, very, very awkward because he doesn't understand whether or not he should plant a kiss on you. He doesn't understand whether or not he should ask you for a drink or anything because it's one of those, I just want to get to know you.
Seriously, men are just wandering.
We are dumb.
Why can't you just then be there?
We don't know. It's all up to the woman.
We are wandering like Israelites in the desert.
We have no idea
what's going on.
And every once in a while we find manna from heaven, and when we do, we stick to that manna. But in the meantime, we are wandering in the desert, wondering when we're supposed to do this stuff.
That's why God created alcohol at nighttime, so that women have something to use as a flag to indicate when this is like a date that we're going
on. When she actually takes her clothes off. Maybe that would be a sign.
No.
Okay.
That's not it.
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Our good friend from Barfly Magazine, Jen Lane, joining us now on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you?
I'm doing great.
How are you on this fine Monday? You recovered from Friday night.
I am, and thanks a lot for that gracious compliment comparing me to the Rothschild Bridge and whatever is capable of holding my breath up.
No, megastructure.
I said God was a good engineer.
We're
there with the guy who told me once, gosh, you smell like my aunt.
Who's that?
He's hot.
Jesus God. Oh, it's creepy. We were just saying that. I mean, as men, we don't ever have to worry about that. Men don't really have to worry about what's going to it's like the gut. Nothing's going to hold the gut up, so we don't have to worry about anything but that. We just let it go. We were all saying that your dress.
Can you imagine that if I wasn't wearing a bra, I'd have to be like carrying them around on a cart or something?
No. We were trying to compliment you and to say that the dress was very nice, very flattering to your figure.
One thing that I want to say though is I thought Jen was so funny when she was on the air. She was amazing. She had the whole crowd just like
screw Gresham.
It was just I think it was great. I just loved it.
And that you weren't. I mean, I expected a kind of a hostile reception from the crowd actually. Because you.
I love the listeners.
But it's like you'd only been on, say, 10 seconds, and the chance of screw Gresham and Gresham sucks, like, started ringing out from 500 people on the floor. So, no. Clyde and I, in our own pig-headed Neanderthal way, we were trying to compliment your appearance, so that you were very. But we're trying to do it without being sleazy, which is difficult
for us.
Which
we failed.
It's not a thing that we're very good at.
Miserably.
Yeah.
For the topic at hand, that's what office hours are for, and that's what the office couch is for.
Seriously.
Is that when you go and you make your office appointment, you sit on the couch, and you're wearing a skirt, of course, as the co-ed.
Of course.
And then, you know, you start talking about the possible sexual illusions or whatever topic is at hand.
Right. Human development.
I'm not saying that she has to give it up for the guy or whatever. All I'm saying is if you ask a guy out, it's like Jolie, if you had a boyfriend and he asked a female boss or a female professor out for a nighttime, you know, whatever, I mean, it's perfectly reasonable. You would completely assume that he was trying to get her into bed.
That's not the same thing.
It's completely the same thing. It's totally a reasonable assumption on his part, whether it's correct or not. Well, the math teacher's got to get laid, too.
Yeah.
All right. Rick, Aaron the Geek says, Rick, did I just hear that Jen Lane wasn't going to wear a bra? Dear sweet God Almighty, all is right with the world. I don't know. I have no idea what that means. All right. So, well, we are glad that you were there on Friday and that you were in attendance.
Yeah, I'm sure I
wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Jen.
Oh, I thought you
were
gone.
You weren't even there. You were shunning us.
We didn't see you.
Well, why would I show my face to you?
Because
I was with friends.
I know what you were planning on coming as, though.
It was my friend's birthday. Didn't all come together.
Unless you came in some... Can we tell people what you were going to come as? Because you were going to come as Mrs. Roper, right?
Yeah.
I was going to come as Audra Lynn, like with the total house dress and the beads and the whatnot.
It didn't all come together for me, though.
All right, sorry. All right, sorry to hear that. All right. Thank you, Jolie.
Am I excused now?
I do have other wisdom to share with us.
Do we have any conclusion on this thing?
What a way in.
We just reached that
impasse where you're just refusing to acknowledge the female dynamic that happens here. Unless you want to weigh in on Spam-a-Lot.
No.
See, that's what I'm saying. All right, there you go. There's Jolie from Corporate Accounts Payable. You're back after this. Don't go anywhere.
So you don't have to. Send your questions to How Chicks Think at RickEmerson.com. Max 910. You're listening to The Rick Emerson Show on Max 910. Talk radio for guys. Send your complaints, nude photos, letters, and death threats to Rick Emerson, care of Max 910, 0700 Southwest Bancroft Street, Portland, Oregon, 97239. Now back to the show.
All right, it's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Live from Portland, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. We're here with Clyde Lewis and Kyle. I'd like to thank you for the...
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I'd like to thank you for the Wade Boggs autograph picture.
Wade Boggs autograph.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Wade.
All right. 503-535-9100. Don and Mike and Noon like us at 3, world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. That whole Jen Lane thing was very unpleasant. I'd like to... See, that's the danger of being a guy, is you try to... Trying to give compliments sometimes, and they just...
But I wouldn't... You wouldn't say that... You wouldn't say Ross Island. I was sitting there listening to you talk about the Ross Island Bridge. I'm thinking...
I wasn't saying...
It's Jen.
I wasn't comparing her to the Ross Island Bridge. I was...
You say...
I should stop now. I'm probably thinking myself
in. Jen Lane is Jen Lane.
No, but I wasn't talking about her. I was talking about the... talking about brassieres in general. I'm just saying it's...
But see, when I was doing
an easy job that those brassieres have. It's like that Maria woman that we know. You know, that's a five hooker right there. That's a you don't want to.
You're digging deep.
No,
you're digging so deep.
It's not an insult.
No, I'm not saying it's an insult, but you're just digging so deep. You're talking about five hooker there, and it's like
there's things that women don't really accept as compliments. You look just like my favorite porn star.
You
got to
be delicate about stuff like that.
Smell like my aunt. That's sort of an Ed Gein compliment is what that is.
You want me on this couch?
All right. We have to get to some of these emails here, and then we'll try to fit in. It's perhaps not the right phrase. We'll try to get to this penis watch here in just a second. This email's from Christine. Rick, this email says, "Rip out my ovaries now." Jolie is so wrong. Any reasonable, intelligent human would understand the limits of the instructor-student relationship, unless she had an interest in getting him alone to get it on like furry, randy little bunnies. Discuss the class. That's what office hours are for. Extracurricular activities, shall we call them, are reserved for sex and more sex. I can no longer associate myself as a member of the female species with Jolie's inane ideas. I must get a sex change now. That's from Christine. This one says, it's from Aaron in Salem. Rick, all professors have an office. If she really just wants to discuss the class, set up a meeting in his office during his office hours. This is the last thing we'll say about it, so we can move on. But my thing is that because... when she has a boyfriend and she's asking the professor out, her asking the professor out to, quote, discuss class or the lesson or the curriculum or whatever at night or over drinks or over coffee, that is a passive way to find out if he is interested before she makes a play for him, especially because it says that she's already got a boyfriend. So because she's got a boyfriend, she wanted to come out and look like a hoe by saying, look, I've got a boyfriend, but would you like to go bang like a screen door in a tornado? You don't want to say that. But by asking the professor out and seeing what his response is, then you're able to gauge, you know, you're going to gauge what he's going to say before you, like, commit to it all the way. It's just part of this this fundamental inability that men and women have to just be honest with each other. Rick, the party was a great success. I was disappointed there were no Lacey Petersons there, though. F Matt with Kyle's.
This F Matt is brought to you by Barfly Magazine.
Yeah, let's count the things we didn't see. We didn't see. There was someone who at the last moment decided not to come as JonBenet Ramsey, which. Don't look at me. Wasn't my idea. All I'm saying is there was somebody who was going to. And that's a costume that didn't happen, probably.
The Pope showed up.
We had one Pope. We had two Jesuses. We had the... We did not get a Michael Hutchins.
Damn.
We didn't get a Kurt Cobain, which I expected. I fully expected there to be a Kurt Cobain. I expected there to be at least one Johnny Cochran. We didn't get that. What else didn't we get? We didn't get a Johnny Cash.
Didn't Isabel Sanford die?
From Wheezy Jefferson?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, but we don't have anybody in our audience that can come as Wheezy Jefferson.
I just like the idea of Wheezy. Well, what I mean is Wheezy. Didn't she die of leukemia, of emphysema?
Saying it because she's named Wheezy. Rick, for those of us that weren't able to come to the listener party, what was Kyle's costume? You guys built it up so much, and now I need a payoff. Kyle had not only the best costume of the night, Kyle had the best entrance of the night. We had... It was just fantastic. It was unbelievable. We had this whole thing where Clyde came out. We'll do a little recap because after tomorrow it would be too dated. But we had this whole long entrance montage, after which Clyde, who was dressed as Dr. Moreau era Marlon Brando, and you had, and it was like this. Speaking of Mrs. Roper, it was like this full on gray like velour house dress. I mean, what was that?
It was my Gandalf costume.
It's like this bad...
And, you know, that was worse. You know, it's funny. Somebody came up to me and says, Clyde, who are you supposed to be? I'm Marlon Brando. Says, what are you wearing, a dress? I said, no, it's my Gandalf costume. And immediately when I said that, they all looked at me like, freak!
Yeah, well, so you're wearing this long gray thing. Your hair is all grayed out. Yeah. You're all chalky and pale. And then you're wearing a black overcoat, the inside of which is lined with little bags filled with... would seem very much like feces.
Yeah.
And so you were the Dr. Moreau era Brando, and then Sarah and I came out as Sid and Nancy. We're getting some pictures, by the way, collected of this that'll be posted on the website. So we had, and we don't have the CD here. We could actually sort of recreate it, but we did this. This is long, like delayed entrance of Kyle, where we said, because you know, because Tim came out, and then Sarah and I came out, and then we said, okay, and now Kyle. There's nothing. All right, now. Kyle. There's nothing. All right, now Kyle. And then we had the Superman theme piped in. And so Rob comes out pushing Kyle in a wheelchair. And the best part was how Kyle, you totally had the limp, like no muscle tone.
I had my lean on.
Totally leaning back and his head like listing all the way over to the right. Yeah. And then right as he gets to the stage, Rob totally catches the wheelchair and something and dumps Kyle like right on
the
floor.
That was the funniest thing. I bet that was
the best part was the twitching. You hit the floor, man, and you started twitching, and we had to load you back into the wheelchair. It was fantastic. There was what else? There was John Holmes. There was Princess Diana. There was a Dimebag Darrell.
I didn't see Princess Diana.
There was a Princess Diana up there. She wasn't bruised enough. That was the problem. She just, I don't know if she was still doing, I don't know if she was still like doing living Princess Diana or post-crash Princess Diana. There was Ramblin' Rod, Kerry Garcia.
Sadie came as Marilyn Monroe, and you know what's hilarious about Marilyn Monroe was that she came with me, and I could swear I heard the guys go, oh, my God, Clyde.
No, she was
that's all they ever said.
No, she was looking good. She was looking fantastic. So, Rick, you better change that soundbite asking for new Britney Spears pictures now that she's all knocked up and whatnot. Otherwise, you'll be inundated with pictures of pregnant chicks with Britney Spears' head photoshopped on top. Nobody wants it. Well, there's already those photographs of her sitting by the pool. She's already... I mean, it's that thing where, like, the stretch marks aren't quite there yet, but you can see the future. You can see the stretch marks to come.
I see the future.
You can totally see where there's going to be a whole lot of... it's like when that silly putty gets stretched a little bit too... gets stretched a little bit too far, becomes all stringy. Let's do this. We'll come back around the corner, wrap it up. We've got the Don and Mike at noon, Lycus at 3, world-famous Phil Hendry show at 7. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Don't go anywhere.
Feels good to be a gangster, feeding the poor and helping out with their bills. Although I was born in Jamaica, now I'm in the U.S. making deals. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. I mean, one that you don't really know. Riding around town in a drop top Benz, hitting switches in my black 6-4.
call. It'll probably be the call now. 2-1.
So close.
No.
You can reach out and smack him. Rick Emerson, live and local, only on Max 910. Talk radio for guys.
All right, a dork alert. Rick, according to last week's update from Bungie, which is the people who make Halo 2, they're going to be putting out a patch for download today. The patch will change some gameplay dynamics, such as melee attacks, and make the grenades more powerful.
Yeah!
As well as four new maps to play on. So the Booby Doctor and I will be... That's a thing I'm going to get done tonight. Come hell or high water, I'm going to get registered at the Bungie site so I can... The number of people on Friday who asked me about the Booby Doctor were legion. So that's a guy I got to track down. F-Matt with a flaming warthog. And by the way, before we go, before we wrap up for today, so when Brian was here, the two things we forgot to mention, the Dennis Pitzenbarger has still not paid Kyle. Did he ever pay you for your peep eating?
He paid me on stage.
On stage.
On stage during the live show.
And I must have blinked somehow and missed Kype putting the full court press on your sister. When did...
That was backstage.
Yeah.
Something about that room. I don't know. It just had the air. I don't know what's going on.
Something about that room. Yeah, I can't imagine what that would have been. Couldn't have been like the 15 bottles of vodka or whatever that were being put away backstage. So was it... Now, is this a thing you witnessed or is this a thing you were told about later?
Oh, no, I was right there.
See, that's got to be an awkward feeling.
Yeah,
you go back
with her boyfriend standing right there. And he's just a big black man, just standing there. Just ready to roll.
Oh, that's fantastic. So was Brian just saying, like, hi, or was he doing the whole...
He was doing the whole hi, yeah.
They call me Bling.
Yeah. Hey, don't call me Sulu.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, so I missed all of Kyle's family. I didn't see your
sister. Mom was there, everybody. Good times.
All right. All right, so here's what's coming up. Tomorrow, our good friend Dennis Pitzenbarger is going to be here tomorrow. Tomorrow, we will get your input on future top fives. That's the thing we're going to get to tomorrow because there's no time to do it properly today. But tomorrow, we will get your input on future top fives here on the Rick Emerson Show. We have double penis watch we didn't get to today. We have yet another geek watch we're going to get to tomorrow. Wednesday, we'll have, of course, News at Ground Zero. Thursday, Jen Lane will be here. Friday, Scott Daly, et cetera, et cetera. So a bunch of stuff plus some other things that I'm busy confirming today. So it's a busy week. So it'll get underway tomorrow, 21 hours from now, 9:02 a.m. tomorrow. So thanks to everyone who came out on Friday. Fantastic time. And we are now fully recovered. So the next one happens later on this year. So thank you to everybody who came out to the Viper Room. Thanks to those guys. Thanks to Who's On First, limo service, and all of that stuff. Don and Mike next. Like us at 3. World famous Phil Henry Show at 7. Kyle producing the Rick Emerson Show today from Max 910. Tim Riley in the Max 910 newsroom. Clyde Lewis here as well as always.
What did I do here?
Lewis. Horrified us all, mentioning the word stool 50 times. Clyde Lewis, you can reach me at ClydeLewis.com. We'll see you in 21 hours. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See y'all tomorrow. Bye. Medical hair restoration has helped thousands of men and women regrow their hair, including baseball legend Wayne Boggs.